We've been on the series of talking about giving, and the reason why is because as we go into this year, one of the words that the Lord gave me is that this would be a season of Him releasing finances. Say, releasing finances. Now, He's going to release finances to those who have learned how to steward their finances, okay? This isn't just an open kind of thing, but it's going to come to those who have demonstrated stewardship. The other thing that I want to share again out of our 6 points for the year relative to kingdom expansion is the one concerning a new cycle of new beginnings. That 2018 will be a new cycle of new beginnings. We will enter this year with a fresh sense of grace to try and do new things. Some doors will open for the first time. Others will open again for the second chance, the second time. Divine do-overs. Say divine do-overs. Come on, say divine do-overs. Come on, say it again, divine do-overs. This is a year of a cycle of new beginnings, a cycle of new beginnings. What do I mean by that? Things are going to begin to open up. Some of it will look like what it's looked like before, but you're in a new cycle of new beginnings. And one of the things that the Lord spoke to me this morning that He said that I needed to make sure that I shared is that there are those of you under the sound of my voice that have had those business ideas. You've had certain things that you've been planning and working on. And God says, this is the year that He's going to launch it, and He's going to bring you the resources with it. Come on, talk to me now. Listen to me. Listen to me. There are those of you that you got the plan already written out. You've been having meetings, but nothing's been happening. But this is going to be the year that that door is going to open. And God says, when the door opens, go through it prepared or not. Go through it whether you feel prepared or not, because He's the one opening the door, the new beginning, the new cycle of new beginning. And for some of you, it's going to be that divine do-over, something that you had the opportunity to do, or you had something there, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen. This is the year that God says is going to happen. And the reason why is because we're in this season of kingdom expansion. Those who understand kingdom will walk in this reality. Not only those who understand kingdom, but also understand kingdom economics. That's why I've been talking to you about the tithe. And the reason why is because the tithe is part of God's kingdom economic system. Same thing with first fruits. Talked about that last week. First fruits is part of God's economic system. The tithe is the tenth. First fruits is the first of what you receive of increase that comes to you, either by a raise or by a new job. I've had those walk up to me and hand me a check and said, this is my first check with this new job. Yeah, my Lord. I'm saying, wow. And they're saying, but I'm giving you the first fruits because I know there's more to come. I know there's more to come. Say first fruits. But then there's the principle of seed. And this is where I want to talk about just the next few moments. So we know in Mark 4, verse 3 through 9, the parable of the sower. It says this. Listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow. As he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road. The birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. After the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it and yielded no crop at all. Other seeds fell into good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100 fold. And he was saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, in the principle of seed, time, and harvest, in the principle of sowing, a farmer never goes out and sows seed and not expects a harvest. You must recognize that the sowing of seed is with the intention of harvest. It's with the intention of harvest. It's with the intention of reward. There's nothing wrong with sowing seed and expecting harvest. As a matter of fact, it'd be crazy for you to sow seed and not expect harvest. Seed sown into good ground always produces a harvest, but it's the Lord that determines the increase. It's the Lord that determines whether it's going to be 30, 60, or 100-fold. But here's the principle. The more you sow seed, the more you demonstrate your stewardship of seed and resources, the more he will bring to you. He'll recognize you've been a good steward. It's like the parable of the talents found in Matthew 25. Where he gave out the talents, but they didn't all handle them the same. As a result, God meted out to them based on how they handled what was given to them, what they did with it. Seed sown will always produce harvest, but you and I play a part in what that harvest is, how much that harvest is. Now, you must also recognize that I'm not just talking about money when I talk about harvest coming back to you and I. It can come forth in a number of different ways. But stewardship is a key part of it. You must know that sowing seed is one of the sure ways to stop poverty in your life. The continued sowing of seed will eventually produce a perpetual harvest. Say perpetual harvest. What we mean by that is, once you get into the principle of sowing, when you get into the principle of tithing, first fruits, seed, and alms, today we gave our benevolence, and I'm going to talk about that in just a moment as well. We gave benevolence. That's our alms. The more you get into that pattern and you remain consistent with that pattern, eventually you move into a place of perpetual harvest. Perpetual harvest. Tracy, where are you at? You up there? Tracy was telling me, she said she just got a check in the mail. Now what you don't know is, but Tracy was vulnerable enough to come and say, Pastor, I hadn't been tithing, but I'm a tithe now based on this message, and I'm a trust God. Yeah. Here's what happens. As a result of demonstrating it, all of a sudden, remember, go back to Malachi. He says, prove me, test me, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that you will not have room enough to receive. The moment you and I come back into or continue to remain in alignment with the kingdom principles of kingdom economics, listen, things begin to open up. Things begin to open up. Resources begin to come to you. God will speak to somebody just to be a blessing to you. Because the principle is this. The principle is this. This is what the Word of God says. It says this. Let's see. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5. It says this. So I thought it necessary to urge the brethren that they would go ahead of you to arrange beforehand your previously promised bountiful gift. Now, Paul's smart. Some of the people who have resources available have demonstrated their stewardship to have resources available. Let me say it again. Folk who have resources available, folks who have seed to sow, is because they have stewarded their resources to have seed to sow. See, Paul, when he's writing here, see, in the church life, church days, and many of you know this because many of us have been a part of this world, you know, where people are just giving emotionally. They're just giving emotionally in the moment. Giving lines. $20 over here, $50 over here, $100 over here. As if to say, you're going to get a $20 blessing, you're going to get a $50 blessing, you're going to get a $100 blessing. I'm just telling you straight up, that ain't God. That ain't God. And I can talk, I really can't. That is not God. That is not God. Now, Can God move on you? Yes, he can. But sometimes we do it, and when we do it, and it's not what God intended, you don't see the results. Paul is writing and says, okay, let them know so they can prepare beforehand what they're committed to do. It goes on and says, so that the same would be ready as a bountiful gift and not affected by covetousness. Now, it goes on and says this. Now, this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Now, I'm speaking to some of you prophetically. I'm telling you, if you will hear this word, receive this word, apply this word before the year is out, your financial picture will look a whole lot better than it looks right now. I'm raising my hand for myself about that right about now, because I want that to be my reality on a number of levels. Heirs, we're here believing for this property and not the way it looks right now. So I've gotten past the $50 faith, the $100 faith, the $1,000 faith, the $50,000 faith. Now, I mean, hear me now, because I've been given sums like that. I'm saying, God, I need to kick in at the million. And believe you for the millions. Because I'm saying, if somebody can hand me a check for $50,000, $80,000, somebody can hand me a check for $2 million, $5 million, because they see me to be faithful. They see us to be faithful and say, we want you to have the property where it needs to be so that the kingdom is manifested. And I'm telling you something. When your world is big enough, you recognize it don't have to come from Hamilton. It don't have to come from Fairfield. It don't have to come from Cincinnati. It don't have to come from Ohio. I know people in Singapore. I know people in South Africa. I know people in Ethiopia. I know people in England. I know people in the Caribbean. And anyone at any time God could speak to and say, write the check. Now, that's my faith. Can anybody else just clap? You know, like, even if you think I'm crazy, I'm just telling you, that's where my faith is with all of this. But I recognize it starts with stewarding the $10 you got in your pocket or your purse right now. And if that $10 came to you by way of wages, a dollar of that comes to God. Because if you're faithful with the $1, he can trust you with the rest. All right, y'all, I'm almost done. No, I can't do that. Now, we're gonna get out of here. Somebody said, take your time, but I appreciate that, but so here's the point where I need to land for today. God always supplies seed to sow. He always supplies seed to sow. As a matter of fact, it says this in verse 10. Now he supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Seed, seed, seed. He gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower. Not the needy. Not the greedy. He gives seed to the sower. Seed to the sower. Not the needy, not the greedy. Why? He gives seed to the sower because he knows the sower will sow the seed. You see, part of the perspective of the sower is when the seed comes in, it's not for you to eat it. It's to sow it. And sometimes, hear me now, sometimes when God brings resources to you, you need to ask him, is this seed or is this for me? Oh, I like that. Is this seed or is it for me? Because if you eat your seed, there is no harvest. It goes on and says this, and then I'm done. Come on, worship team, act like we're getting done. Come on, come on. Now he supplies seed to the sower, and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. It says, and you will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of the service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but also overflowing through many thanksgivings. In Luke 6 and 38, generosity begets generosity. Give. Pastor Arnold spoke to this. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. The Message Bible says, give away your life. You'll find life given back. But not merely given back, given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. He gives seed to the sower. You want to live in a place of abundance? Be a giver. You want to be in the place of increase? Be a sower. Be one that stewards what they have so that when it comes to you, and I just happen to be one of those people that are blessed that people will just sow into my life. And I've learned over the years, I used to like get it and just go buy something for myself.
All right.
Or tell them, Pastor, just go to dinner or something, you know. But now it's like, okay, what is this for? Because I wasn't expecting it.
All right.
I wasn't expecting this. So I hold on to it long enough, Gary. Even though, hear me now, even though I may have a genuine need.
All right.
But he doesn't give seed for the need.
That's good, man of God. That's good, man.
He gives seed to sow.
Amen.
Now, out of my obedience, with the seed, he takes care of the need. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Paul writes and says this, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now I'm speaking to everyone under the sound of my voice who would be honest enough to say, whether, and I don't always like to go into a place that stuff is bad, but I'm talking about everyone who'd be honest enough to say, you know what? I really could use some increase in my life, even if you feel like things are going well. Because if you're a generous person, you want to be more generous.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I'm a generous person. I'm one of the best tippers on the planet. I like to see people's face when I give them a tip. Oh, my God. Is this for me? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Do you know Jesus? No, just throw that. Hey, if the door's open, you know. No, I just say something like, yeah, I'm sure, I just wanted to bless you. Oh, thank you so much. And over time, see, for me, it's sowing. It's being generous. It's being generous. It's being generous. And what happens over time is then you begin to have a perpetual harvest that comes. But when that harvest comes in, you steward that just as well. Because when the harvest comes in, you don't eat it all up. You need to set some aside. Because God may say to you, you're going to enter a little dry spot here. That's why I'm bringing increase to you now, because you're going to go through another season and you're going to need to set this aside so that when you get into this season, you know what? The dry season you're in won't affect you at all. As a matter of fact, the layoff won't have anything to do with you. The company closing won't have anything to do with you. The lack of business won't have anything to do with you, because I'm going to supply for you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's God.
Yes.
Now I'm going to close, and I'm going to be real transparent. I'm always transparent. But one of the things that I'm grateful for, again, is God's faithfulness. In our ministry, at one point, we hit an incredibly challenging time financially. And we were trying to work through some things. It was roaming on the corner of Crescentville and 747. And there was a time when I took a cut in my pay. And when I did that, I reached out to this man right here, Eric Ellis. And Eric, who is a diversity consultant, has his own firm. God's doing incredible things with him in the city. I came to Eric and I said, Eric, man, I'm just looking for something to kind of hold us over here. And I remember, because of this man's generosity, he said, hey, man, come on, I'll train you. Some of you remember when we did our joint service here right after the shootings down in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
The officers, the five officers that were shot and killed. And Ken and I sat on this platform together and we talked about it. And Ken read a statement, and then I began to talk. I began to talk about mental models. I began to talk about Peter saying, I began to talk about the reflective loop and all the things that are a part of our DNA and what causes us to be prejudiced and have biases. I learned those things from that man right there.
Amen.
But not only did he teach me, he paid me. And he paid me well.
Amen.
By the time I was finishing up with him, I was making $600 a day. Yeah. Generous. I want to say that publicly because, Eric, this is what I see for you and you, Judy. You have sown and you have sown and you have sown and you have sown. And you've had meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. But this is your year. The volatility of things right now demands that a man and woman like you come to the forefront. But because you've been generous in the way that you have, and you've gone through some difficult times and some challenging times financially, but you've weathered it together, you're on the other side of it now. You're on a different shore. Your destiny is sure. And you're going to come into meetings where offers are going to be put on the table. And it's going to, some of the sums will be sums that you've always thought about. But some of them are going to be way beyond. Because you've not only stewarded what God has given you through integrity development, you've stewarded your lives. You've stewarded the gifts. And God has used you, not only in the city of Cincinnati, but around the country. And so I speak to you, and I want to thank you. But God is saying for you, this is your season. Get ready for it and step into it. For all the years that you have sown, the harvest is here for the Ellises. In Jesus' name. Come on, bless God. Now, all we need to do individually and as a body is commit to His Word. I can't stress it enough. You can't live in the space of, I can't afford it. What you're saying is, I can't afford to live by the principles of the kingdom. You can't afford not to. The world system is failing. It's up one day, down the next. But God's economy remains constant. And it is an economy of growth and prosperity all the time. So I want to close out and I want to pray over you. And then Pastor Arnold, I want you to come and just finish up with our invitations and things. How many of you would say, Pastor, I hear this message. I receive the message and I'm committing to walk out this message. If that's you, stand to your feet because I want to pray over you now. You're in the kingdom. This is a benefit. This is part of the covenant. And so all the Father is doing is simply bringing this back to our forefront of our mind, reminding us, and then releasing the grace for us to walk in it. So I just want to pray a simple prayer over you concerning our giving, concerning your giving, concerning levels of discipline in giving. As this year moves on, we're going to hear testimonies of more testimonies, like Tracy's testimony and other testimonies of the incredible things God's doing. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now for your faithfulness to us and to your word. Father, I thank you how that you have kept us and you continue to keep us. Father, I thank you that your grace is sufficient in every area of our lives. Thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us of your kingdom principles, of kingdom economics, of the tithe, first fruits, seed, alms. Now, Father, I pray as we open our hearts and minds to receive your word, we receive the grace now to walk it out. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devourer. I rebuke the devourer. I break the back of lack and poverty. Raise us up, God. Raise us up, God. Raise us above our current situation that we can see you and all that you've made available to us. We receive it now in the matchless name of Jesus.